Minister, it's open season for price gouging and profiteering. Insurance, banks, large supermarkets, energy companies, all making obscene profits on the back of ordinary workers, all with the approval of government. Insurance companies are making two or three times more profits here than elsewhere. Bailed out banks are making billions and paying no tax. And we have the highest electricity prices in Europe. And still energy companies come forward and are hitting households with double-digit hikes in their bills in the coming weeks. Last week, your party leader stood where you are and said, I want people at home to know that we hear them on the cost of energy and we know all about the cost of living. He said that you would take action. The very next day, SSE Airtricity became the latest to announce massive hikes, over 10% in their electricity prices, on the foot of four other companies doing the same. These companies know that they've nothing to fear from Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil because you've let them rip people off again and again and again. You've done absolutely nothing to rein them in and you've done nothing to stop them hiking their prices up and up and up. And let me be clear, energy credits were never the full answer. They were supposed to buy you time. They were supposed to allow you time to get a handle on the crisis, but you didn't do anything. We gave you solutions. Powers for the energy regulator to hold energy companies to account, oversight of hedging practices to protect against price gouging, regulate standing charges, make the PSO levy and network charges fair, stop electricity companies profiteering from expensive gas. These all could have cut bills and take the pressure off ordinary working people, but instead you chose to do nothing. Instead of ending the rip-off and getting prices under control, the government is actually making things worse. Landlords are allowed to increase rents, carbon tax increases after carbon tax increases, student fees and local property tax all going up as a result of government decisions. This has all been pushed on people at the same time as they are getting hit by double-digit increases in their energy bills. And people feel like they're drowning in the cost of living crisis. We've heard minister after minister this week and last tell us what they have done about this measure and that measure, and I'm sure you will get to your feet and you will list them off all again. And I'm not taking anything away from those measures. I'm telling you about the effect. There are more people today, as we speak, behind on their bills than ever before. That is the definition, minister, of things getting worse.